More than 50,000 acres have burned in and around Montana's Glacier National Park. Several hundred people remain displaced from their homes as fire crews continue to burn vegetation to create a barrier between the advancing fire and nearby communities. Although thousands of firefighters have been deployed to control blazes in 12 western states, there is growing acceptance of the practice of letting some fires burn. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold sent us this report from Montana.
If everybody will take their seats, it's time, a little bit past time, in fact, for us to get started tonight. Once again, we appreciate everybody.
The auditorium at Columbia Falls Junior High School was packed with people for the fourth consecutive night. Everyone looked tired and smelled like smoke. Joe Stamm, incident commander for the so-called Robert Fire, addressed the unasked question.
And we do know that everybody wants to know when they can get back into their homes. Probably in a couple of days, we'll be able to tell you something real definitive. We know you want to get home, and we want to get you back into your homes.
It's been a long week in northwestern Montana, a week of watching smoke plumes by day and the flicker of distant flames by night. Cars use headlights to cut through the smoke along the usually touristed stretch of Highway 2 just outside the park. No one stops at the Dewdrop Inn or the Grizzly Bear go-karts. A raft and flight-seeing resort is now an incident command post where yellow-shirted fire managers with walkie-talkies scowl at maps and the weather. There is a military feel to it all. There are helicopters, slurry bombers, deployments, defensive positions, and communications posts. But there's a growing awareness that the enemy, the fire, is actually part of a natural cycle. Still, that's hard for a culture used to putting out every fire to accept. Ron Raley's been fighting fires for nearly 30 years. As incident commander for the fires burning inside of the park, he's concerned about what happens if they spread outside the park.
As government, the protector of our federal resources, we certainly don't want to pose a threat to private resources.
But even Raley admits that another policy has taken root within the agencies, a policy of what's called wildfire use, allowing some fires to burn within constraints.
Wildfire use, allowing natural ignitions to take their course, has become predominant under the right conditions. We cannot do it here.
But they are doing it nearby in the Bob Marshall Wilderness and in many places across the West. 17 wildfire use fires are burning in Yosemite alone. And the National Interagency Fire Center estimates 170,000 acres will burn this year intentionally unfettered. The decision isn't made lightly. There's a fire management plan drawn up for almost every acre of federal land. When lightning starts a fire, for example, managers have a two-hour window to decide whether to fight it or not. If they decide not to, it's often more laborious and time-consuming, not to mention nerve-wracking, waiting for it to eventually put itself out. At the Hungry Horse Ranger District, just outside of the park, Assistant Fire Manager Mitch Brigard says this time the decision was easy due to record high temperatures and record low humidity. Still, in wetter years, Brigard and fire managers here have successfully allowed dozens of fires to burn in the park. And the burned-out areas of those fires will be critical in stopping the spread of the current fires. While it may seem counterintuitive, there's a growing understanding that putting fire back into the forests or allowing fires to burn will help reverse the current unnatural combustible state of the forests, the result of nearly a century of putting out every fire.
I compare it to winter. We live such short lives that if humans lived only 2 months, we'd panic every time, every fourth or fifth generation when winter arrived. You know, the plants die, the bears have to go hibernate, they disappear. You know, it's a total disaster. Every single year we have a disaster, and every spring we come out of it. And I think fire is the same thing. We just, our lives are too short to grasp that fire is very much like winter returning to the landscape.
But changing attitudes takes time, and even Brigard is tiring of the smoke-filled days. And like the rest of the displaced West Glacier residents, he too would like to be able to go home soon. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, West Glacier.